following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
Texas a Triumph for Biffle from a NASCAR Fan's View. Greg Biffle won the Samsung Mobile 500 last Saturday night. But then you already knew that. He also broke a 49-race drought of being in victory lane. But that's just about all you heard about his victory all week, too. So what else is there to talk about when it comes to the race at Texas Motor Speedway? Well, I guess that depends. You see, Greg Biffle not only has the points lead, but he has a victory to go with it. Some would say he is on a tear, while others may say on a roll. And that's okay because either one fits. Compared to last year, he is doing great and is running consistently up front. Even if he runs into some rough races in the weeks ahead, that victory will carry some weight along the way for him, but he will probably need more than one if the bottom does drop out for him. Add to all that the fact that Ralph's teams have a tendency to run well at the 1.5-mile tracks, and it is very possible he could win at least one more, and probably more than that. Some have already crowned him the Cup champion for the year, and they could be right. Even with the new point system, he really needs to stumble for most of the field to even stay close to him. But this fan thinks it is way too soon to be naming someone to take the Cup championship. Yeah, it's true. He has looked unstoppable so far, and all of his finishes are in the top 15. But that doesn't always mean he will continue with his present stats. Admittedly, it does look like he is going to continue with his strong showing, but this is not quite one-third of the way into the season. From this point on, anything can happen, even if it is someone or several someones hitting a hot streak and the number 16 just having decent finishes outside the top 10. If that does happen, there is always the possibility Biffle and his team could start trying to press their own envelope to try and regain the performance levels they enjoyed in this early part of the year and begin to fall backwards in the points. Of course, you know, this is just speculation from this fan's view, but it could happen. Once again, the Hendrick teams didn't score the 200th victory for their boss, Rick Hendrick, but all of them did have a good day at TMS. I hate to state the obvious, but two of them, Casey Kane and Jeff Gordon, really needed it. It did appear that Jimmy Johnson was going to take home the trophy and the honors for scoring number 200 for Hendrick Motorsports, but Biffle's power slide past him as they dealt with lap traffic late in the race put an end to that possibility. Michael Waltrip Racing had a very good showing with two from that camp finishing in the top 10. Mark Martin led the way for MWR, finishing third, and Martin Truex Jr. finishing sixth. It is very obvious that MWR has turned a corner on performance issues of the past, and all three teams are showing up every weekend with fast cars and good race day runs. That doesn't mean they are perfect yet, but it does mean they could be in victory lane at any time in the near future. From this fan's view, Texas proved just how close the main teams are running these days, and how important track position is every week. It also showed that Roush Racing has a strong grip performance-wise on the 1.5-mile tracks, and that could prove to be a good thing, in particular for Greg Biffle and the number 16 team. It just may mean that Greg Biffle does have a chance of staying at the top of the points, at least up to chase time. Then again, it could mean absolutely nothing at all for him or Roush Racing when the chase begins. Can anyone say Carl Edwards? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.